The first thing that we need to do is have a motion and a second to approve the pre-meeting minutes and the minutes from the April 28th meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the April 28th meeting. Jill, will you please poll the commission?
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. Jarrett?
Yes.
Ms. Tumilla?
Yes.
Chair Reardon?
Yes.
Motion passes.
We have one case coming before the commission tonight. That is case number 20.007 SPP, Copper Ridge Estates, Phase 2. Clark, can you present the case, please?
Sure, thank you. This is case number 20.007 SPP, the preliminary plat for the Copper Ridge Estates Phase 2. The applicant and owner is ISKK LLC. The agent is CJ Sloan with Sloan Engineering. The applicant is seeking a preliminary plat approval for 23 new residential lots and four tracts of land for the purposes of drainage. The 15.62-acre property is located at the southwest end of the existing Mountain Shadow Drive. This preliminary plat includes a second phase of residential development in the Copper Ridge Estates. Currently, there are 78 platted residential lots in the first phase of the development. This phase of the subdivision will extend Mountain Shadow Drive an approximate distance of 0.3 miles. The right-of-way is 2.2 acres in size. The property is currently zoned RS, suburban residential. The proposed lots do not meet the minimum size requirements for an RS district. As part of the approval process, the developer will propose a zoning map amendment from RS Suburban Residential District to R1 Single Family Residential District. The rezoning shall be completed prior to the City Council acting on the final plat for this land area. Minimum lot size in the R1 Single Family District is 6,000 square feet. The average lot size of the proposed subdivision is 0.45 acres or 19,754 square feet. All proposed lots meet the minimum width of 50 feet. There are four drainage tracts proposed: Tract A, Block 3, Tract B, Block 5, Tract C, Block 6, and Tract D, Block 8. In total, this amounts to 2.91 acres of drainage, which will be dedicated to the City of Gillette. The overall proposed street network meets a required connectivity index as required by the subdivision regulations. Water, sewer, storm drainage, electrical, and street and sidewalk utilities will be required to be extended as part of the final plat submittal process. The Parks and Beautification Board recommended the developer pay a fee in lieu of any parkland dedication. The Parks and Pathways Master Plan does not indicate the need for additional parkland in this area. The interconnectivity of streets, sidewalks, and pathways provided residents with access to the Westover Park, which in total is over 6 acres in size. The subdivision regulations require a $350 per lot fee be assessed when parkland area is not required as part of the Parks and Pathways Master Plan. For the proposed 23 residential lots, this fee amounts to $8,050, which will be required to be paid prior to obtaining a permit to construct. These monies are collected and deposited in an account for the construction of larger regional parks which serve a greater population. Furthermore, this reduces the number of small pocket parks located throughout the city, which increase the cost for upkeep and maintenance. There are 12 case requirements for this case. Number one, the preliminary plat is required to pay the parkland fee in the amount of $8,050. This fee is required to be paid prior to obtaining the permit to construct. Number two, a permit to construct is required and shall be issued 1 week prior to the City Council acting on the final plat. Number three, appropriate corporate documentations for ISKK LLC shall be submitted prior to the recording of the final plat. Number four, the final plat shall be in substantial compliance with the preliminary plat and shall meet all City of Gillette engineering design standards. Number five, a recorded or unrecorded plat agreement and necessary financial requirements shall be submitted prior to the recording of the final plat. All requirements of the Campbell County Fire Department shall be adhered to. Number seven, a traffic impact analysis shall accompany the final plat submittal. Number eight, all electrical easements shall be finalized at the final stage and be acceptable to the City Electrical Division. Number nine, the rezoning request for this land area shall be approved by the City Council prior to the City Council taking action on the final plat for this area. Number 10, the applicant is responsible to ensure that all lots are buildable with the zoning ordinance and other city requirements. Number 11, the drainage plans for the subdivision shall be finalized at the final plat stage with the permit to construct issued by City Engineering. Number 12, the final plat shall correct all cosmetic changes and shown all cosmetic changes as shown in e-plans, as well as items recommended by the Campbell County Assessor and the County Clerk. Staff recommends approval of the preliminary plat for Copper Ridge Estates Phase 2, subject to all planning requirements. We have a tentative City Council date of June 2nd when the City Council will review this preliminary plat. And I did receive one call from a neighbor. Otherwise, we didn't receive any other communications via email or through our online system. The one call that we did receive, they were in favor of the idea and just wanted to know more about the construction process.
Thank you. Does anyone have questions for the staff? Thank you. We have no public, so there will be no comments from the public tonight. Do we have a motion to approve this case?
So moved.
I'll second it.
It has been moved and seconded to approve case number 20.007 SPP Copper Ridge Estates Phase 3. Jill, will you please poll the commission?
Ms. Tamila?
Yes.
Mr. Jared?
Yes.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Chair Reardon?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Is there any old or new business tonight?
We have no old business tonight. There is some new cases coming up. On June 9th, we won't have a planning commission meeting because there were no cases for that submittal period. However, on June 23rd, we'll have two subdivisions, both smaller subdivisions, creating two lots out of one. For each of them, one of them is in a commercial district and one is in a residential district.
Thank you. Seeing as there's no further business to come before tonight's meeting, the meeting is adjourned.